Hello and welcome to the 20th episode in the second season from the Hijinks TV podcast. It is I am he is we, and together we are the hosts of Hijinks TV. I am your friendly local neighborhood Dick Nutbutt, here to bring you another entertaining podcast full of entertainment, sprinkled with some surprises throughout. We have some crazy big surprises coming up through the rest of this season, so you guys make sure you're tuning in to every single podcast to find out what the new surprises are. This episode, I would like to thank everybody who has been sharing, oh my fucking god, with the release of episode 19, the last podcast. We have broken into 15 countries. We are now listened to in Denmark as well. Oh my god. On top of that, we have broke 7,200 plays. That has been because you guys have been listening, you guys have been sharing, you guys have been inviting your friends to listen and share, and they've been doing the same damn thing. Oh my god, we have tripled our goal of 5 different countries and hit 15 different countries. I'm beside myself with excitement right now. Thank you guys. Seriously, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. You know what? Not from the bottom. With all my fucking heart and soul and everything in my asshole. Thank you guys so much for doing this. All right. We've got a great podcast lined up for you guys. So let's get into it. Without further ado, sit back, relax, and away we go. I'm here. I don't know what the fuck Batman's got planned, but who the fuck is this coming? Oh, Bernard. Great. Should have fucking known Batman was up to something fucking stupid. Hey, Bernard, what are you doing here?
Batman told me to come meet you here. He said that you and I were to do something.
Alright, get the creepy ass look off your face. I doubt he fucking said that you and I were to do something. I think he just told you to meet us here, right? Right? He said something about meeting right here. Okay? Don't fuck with me like that, Bernard. I'm not as stupid as Batman.
Bah, Dick, I'm not trying to fuck you, okay? I am just trying to... Whoa.
Did not say you were trying to fuck me, Bernard. Okay? Knock your shit off. Don't try to get in my fucking head like that. Where the hell's Batman at?
I don't know. I thought he was going to be here with you when I got here. But it's just us. So, what do we do?
Well, I got this new pen from pharmacy in Astoria today. Wanna try it?
Well, I'm all for that. There's nothing else to fucking do. Give it to... What is this?
Chem Dog.
Holy tits! That's some good fucking shit there, Dick.
Yeah, I thought so too. Alright, where the fuck is Batman at? So, not that many people know, because I don't go around bragging about all my accomplishments, but, one of the things that I've done over the last 5 years is I've been added to, Twitter's top comedians, by Jamie Kennedy. If you guys don't know who the hell Jamie Kennedy is, punch yourself in the dick right now and then look up the Jamie Kennedy Experiment on YouTube. And, have you not fucking seen that Malibu's Most Wanted? Seriously? Anyway. So, I like to find things in real life that just kind of write themselves. And this shit could not have written itself any fucking better. At all. Alright. So. I see with all the fires and everything that's going on. And that part's not funny, okay? I don't find all the wildfires funny. I don't find that funny at all. That's not what I'm laughing about. What I'm laughing about is in Washington, University of Washington, experts have been telling people, urging people that if they're going to go outside, then to wear a mask. Because even a cloth mask can reduce smoke particles by up to 50%. Now, the CDC has already said for years that cloth masks do not block out smoke particles because the smoke particles are too small. Huh. So, these cloth masks that we've been urged to wear since July 1st and prior to July 1st that don't even block out smoke because the particles are too small. How do they block out COVID-19? If the particles of smoke are too small to be blocked out by a cloth mask, how are the particles of COVID-19 not small enough to go through said cloth mask that does nothing to prevent smoke going through? How does... Really? I honestly don't remember how many times I've repeated that. I feel like I repeated that like 10 fucking times. Excuse me. Because it just doesn't make any fucking sense to me. The funny part is, we've been required, Washington State, okay, let me rephrase that because I did specify the University of Washington and Washington State. So Washington State has been required to wear masks outside already. So, I mean, if the citizens of Washington are doing what they have already been ordered to do by Governor Inslee, then they would not need to urge people to wear masks outside because of the wildfires. Either that, or they've been fucking lying the entire goddamn time about how bad COVID-19 really is. Makes you think, huh? Just a little bit. I just want to say thank you guys again so much for helping us get into 15 different countries and breaking 7,200 plays. Not only has that happened, but Instagram has just been blowing up at @HijinxTV_podcast on Instagram. Go follow us, go DM us, and we'll DM you back as soon as we can. Has just been blowing up with more requests to do some songs. And I honestly, I thought this sounded like shit. So thank you guys so much for enjoying them and asking for some more. So here's another cover. Again, if you guys have a song of your own, have a cover that you have done, have a little comedy routine, anything that you want to do and you want to be on Hijinx TV, all you got to do is go to your app store, download Anchor, ANCHOR.FM. From the app store, you can search for Hijinx TV and then you can send us a message. All right, well, let's see if this one works out. Stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist and directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. Still friends in your mind and hang it on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. Something unpredictable, but in the end is right. So, I saw something on Facebook. I hate that that's where I see a lot of my news stories from, but, I mean, let's be honest. Who the fuck doesn't see 90% of their news stories on Facebook? Oh, I guess if you're not following any sort of news outlets, then you won't see it. You'll see, you know, memes, but, anyway. I saw something on there today, the last couple days, I don't remember when, I'm pretty stoned right now, and that was thanks to this ChemDog cartridge here from the pharmacy in Astoria, Oregon. Go pick one up. They're Ionic brand. They're really fucking amazing. No sponsorship there. I'm just doing that for myself. Anyway, so this article said that they weren't going to be issuing any more COVID relief checks. But they were not going to. Okay, and then I see another article that says that there is, and I'm sure it's over this, but that there is $300 billion in unspent COVID relief funds. $300 billion in unspent COVID relief funds. Now, I have been wrong in the past with my math and doing the whole, there's only 328.2 million people in the United States and that they could all get $1 million. I was wrong. Yeah, I was. Because you know what? I'm not that good at fucking math. I'm not going to sit here and try to say that I'm a fucking mathematician. I'm not. I'm fucking Rain Man, if anything. And that means you're going to throw a fucking bunch of shit on the ground and I'm going to fucking somehow count it. But if you give me numbers, I'm going to fuck them up. I'm gonna fuck them up, okay? Anyway, my calculations were a wee bit off. Alright, you can't give everybody $1 million in the United States. However, there's $300 billion in unspent COVID relief funds. Alright, where the fuck did that money come from? How many other unspent funds are just sitting around? Yet, the government, or the country is in a deficit where everybody is in debt. The world is in debt to somebody. I don't know. Yeah, you try to say that there's not fucking alien life forms, but the world is in debt? How? How the fuck is the world in debt? All right, there's $300 billion fucking dollars in COVID relief funds. Might not ever get fucking used. Well, I'm gonna take that back. It's gonna get used. Believe me, the government and the politicians will make sure that it gets put to good use, even if it's making their pockets a little bit fatter so when the world sinks, they can float for a little bit longer.
Come on, you two. Dick and Banana already over here. I'm going as fast as I can, sweetie. You forget I'm an old, overweight lamb. You gotta give me a couple of fucking minutes, alright? Including having a fucking mask on because we're out in the public. I said, don't see a bite in this, but Jesus Christ, all right. Martha, let's just come out, okay? Jesus.
Yo, Dad, you ain't gotta be such an asshole there to Mama, right? You know, you got to cool it down there, all right?
You, Mr. Man, Lord, shut your mouth, okay? I don't want to hear your little gangster thug, hooker, rugger, muffin, talking bullshit, all right? If you're going to talk to me and your father, you're going to talk to us in your normal fucking voice. Do you understand me? Shake the fucking head, Mr. Man. That's what I thought.
Well, hey guys, how's everything going?
Oh, it's been just fine, Mr. Nutbutt. We're gonna be flying out tomorrow and taking Mr. Man back home with us. And we're gonna be fixing some of his little shenanigan problems he's been having.
Wow, Mike's a grown-ass man, though.
His name is not Mike. It's Lawrence Shitbrains, all right? Lawrence Mushroom Mike is some little fucking character he's made up for himself. Lawrence is going back with us, back east. And you ain't got shit to say about it, all right?
Well, I mean, he can kind of speak for himself.
No, he cannot. He is grounded right now.
How old are you, Mike?
Lawrence. His name is Lawrence, all right? He is 42 years old, okay? And he's in big fucking trouble with Mommy and Daddy. Big fucking trouble, mister. You want me to call your mother?
No, please don't. No. I don't have parents.
Yeah, that's what I thought, Mr. Man. Now, where the fuck is Bad Man at?
I have no clue. I was wondering that myself, actually, because I'm getting kind of tired of waiting around here. I got some shit I could go be doing, like playing some fucking video games, okay?
Yeah, can I go play games with some dick if he's going to play that Apex Legends game? I kind of want to go play with him. We have got some, dubs. We got some dubs the other night. I kind of want to go play again. So, Martha, can I, Martha, please?
Oh, my God. After Bad Man shows up and says whatever the fuck he's wanting to say, you can go play your video games with Mr. Nutbutt, all right? Is that going to shut you up? Just please, shut up for a minute, Martha. Oh, my God.
Are you okay, Martha?
Yeah. No, I'm fine. I'm fucking fine, all right? Just, I'm going to go over here and smoke a cigar real quick, all right? I'll be back in a minute. All right, I'm going to cool, calm down and, hopefully this fucking asshole Bad Man is here soon.
Yeah, I'm really fucking hoping so. What the fuck's up with her, Marty?
Hey, come here.
Only if you close your mouth.
I can't. Okay, this is how, who I am. I'm a big guy. Come here. Just come here. I got something to tell you.
Alright, what?
Martha? It's all the racks today, okay? So just don't say too many words and don't make any sudden movement. Or she's gonna bite somebody.
Did you just fucking say bite somebody?
Yeah, I did, okay? It's scary. She gets super scary when she's on the rack. So just that's why you think that he's being so quiet right now. She gets crazy.
Alright, now, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm fine, yeah, no. She doesn't hit me anymore.
Anymore?
Yeah, no, not anymore.
What do you mean, anymore?
Oh, she used to fucking slap me around. Oh, yeah, just bam, right on your head. Oh, it's scary. Luckily, she's got some smokes now. So she's got to figure it out.
Part of me feels like I can't act like I didn't hear that, but okay, alright. Where the fuck is Batman? Please, Batman, get here. God damn this. Alright, well, that is going to wrap up episode 20 here in the second season from the Hijinx TV podcast. This has been so much fun. I don't know exactly what's going to be coming for the rest of the season. I don't know what's going on for the podcast until I start recording the podcast. So that's that.
That's it's what it is. When they said it is it, this is it. All right, do you guys think that we could hit 16 countries by the end of season 2? That's just one more country away. That's not that hard, but definitely not expected, because we have tripled our original goal of 5 countries and made it into 15 countries, and that has only been because of you guys, the fans, for listening, for sharing, and inviting their friends to listen and share. And I once again am beside myself. I don't know what to say. Thank you guys so much. We already have quite a few people already entered in for the giveaways for season 2. We have some cool shit we're going to be giving away. Some of the stuff is from my own personal collection. I'm going to make sure it's sanitized and cleaned and everything for the COVID, whatever. I know I ain't got it. I know nobody's going to spread it. But still, you know, we got to be precautious. Anyway, I have some stuff of my own personal collection that I'm going to be giving away. Okay? For some little easier giveaways. But for some bigger giveaways, we are going to be having some fan-fucking-tastic prizes. You guys are not going to want to miss them. So, to get entered into the giveaway, all you got to do is head on over to Instagram. Type in the at symbol, and then type all lowercase, all right? All these are going to be in lowercase, no uppercase letters ever. All lowercase, HIGHJYNXTV underscore podcast. And you're going to DM us when we follow you back. Unless it lets you DM us right away. Then just send us a DM. That is literally all you have to do to be entered into the giveaway. That's all. That's it. You don't have to do anything else. I would like to know what your favorite podcast is, but that is all you got to do, is just DM us. Even a smiley face. I don't give a fuck. You can DM me a middle fucking finger. You know what? Here's a little secret giveaway, alright? First person to send me a picture of them giving me the middle finger, alright? A big old fuck you to Dick Nutbutt. You're going to be the first winner of our big giveaway. So I'm going to be looking for it. I'm going to be looking for that picture of somebody flipping me off. And you are going to make sure you include your actual name if you want to be shouted out. I will shout out your screen name. All right. I think this has gone on long enough. I am winded. We will see you guys next time. And remember to invite all your friends.